Numerology is a system of ancient codes found in our birth information that gives insight to the lessons we each must learn in this lifetime. Elizabeth Summers is a medium and esoteric numerologer offering her knowledge of ancient wisdoms to help fellow travelers towards a more enlightened and peaceful path. Join her now for the magical world of numbers.
Hi, everyone. Welcome one more time to the magical world of numbers. I'm your host, Elizabeth Summers. And I'm an esoteric numerologer, an ancient tarot card interpreter, a student of astrology, and I try to bring insight from all three tools each week as you visit with me in the magical world of numbers to give you some idea of how these numbers that are just codes, they don't have any power in themselves, they're just codes, have meaning in your life. You know, I have a website, a wonderful website, Elizabeth Summers, like the season, .com, that I'd love for you to go visit. And on that homepage, I have a capsulized, in a nutshell, sort of explanation of the numbers 1 through 9 that are found in what are called Western numerology. I also, on that same website, have a tab to click on readings and channelings for the various types of private readings that I would be honored to do a private reading with you about you, because numerology and ancient esoteric numerology, which I do, lays it out, folks. It lays out what are your issues, what are your lessons to learn, what are your gifts, what are your tools. Basically, what's it all about, Alfie? That your soul has put together for this particular incarnation. You know, we go round and around and around, some of us, and so know that all you need to do is give me a call, decide on the type of reading that you want to have, and you and I will take it from there. Very simple information, and as you know, as you've been visiting with me for so many weeks now, that basically we do our work and all I need is your birth certificate name and your month, day, and year of birth. And so I always say, bring pencil and paper, because I try each week to give you tons of good information that you can use to empower you. I'm kind of putting you on the inside track, if you will, of number code interpretations. And today I think you're going to find some really fascinating information that you can just keep in the back of your head. And once you find out this one specific piece of information that I'm going to talk to you about today, and probably next week too, because it's so much, I'm not quite sure I can get it all in, quite frankly. And so know that all I want for you to do today is to write down your birthday number. What day were you born? We're not going to talk about the year that you were born. I'm not going to talk about the month that you were born. All we're going to talk about is the day that you were born. And before I jump into the soup today, talking to you about the day you were born, I also want to go back here to my website for one more little piece of information. On the homepage of my website, in the left-hand corner, is a pink box. And in that pink box, well, folks, at least it's pink on my monitor. In that pink box, you will have information that says, go ahead and sign up for my free numerology, astrology, channeling, whatever I come across in a month to share with you, newsletter. You know, I once had someone said to me, nothing in life is free, Elizabeth, but I'm telling you, my newsletter is free. It comes through the emails, and all you need to do is click on my contact button on my website, send me an email, use the words, Elizabeth, if you say I love your show, I'll give you a hug and a kiss through the ethers, but Elizabeth, sign me up. And depending upon when and where in any given month your email arrives, I might be able to send you early in the month the current email that I have running at that time, or we might have to wait a little bit till the next one for the next month comes up, and after that, you're in my database, you're on my list, folks, and I will share with you all that I have come across with the intention of bringing you astrology information, numerology information, tarot card information, and some wonderful websites that I will refer to you in order for you to spiritually grow. Also, folks that are on my email list frequently will get special offers about my readings that I offer only to them. Enough of these commercials. You know, I am particularly jazzed today because today is my birthday. I can't believe I've made it this far, and I tell you, folks, look so good. But nevertheless, I thought as I was preparing, what should I talk to my listeners about this week? What should I? And all of a sudden, I had a light bulb moment realizing that my show with you, my visit with you, is actually going to occur on my birthday. And although I have decided not to work at my work at all today, I could not give up my visit with you. And so today, we are going to start a series. Probably it'll take me about 2 weeks, this week and next week, to talk to you about how important knowing the meaning of the energies that are behind the numbers found in your birthday number, in your children's birthday numbers, in your partner's birthday numbers, what it tells about them. It is packed full of information and details. And there will be a lot of notes that you can take down in today's visit. Pythagoras, that developed Western numerology, and when I do my private readings, I use different, ancient number code interpretations that are Pythagorean as well as Chaldean, some Chinese is in there, sometimes even some Indian, depending upon the work that I'm doing. But when we visit each week, I stick pretty much to Western numerology because it is more psychological, it is more attitudinal, more human in its number interpretations. And even though I'm an esoteric numerologer, which is a big fancy word, that says I do my work helping people to understand who they are from the spiritual perspective, the soul perspective, nevertheless, we are all human beings with our personalities and our foibles and our behaviors and what have you. And some of that, if not all of that, can be decoded by understanding the number meanings of 1 through 9. The numbers 1 through 9 are simply codes, like a Morse code, like a stenographer's shorthand, like the X's and O's that the computer programmers use. They're codes. And the more you know about what each code number means, the more fun you can have in life about knowing what numbers mean that show up on your clock, that show up on driver's license, that are in people's birthday number, that even have to do with the age that they are, and as I have talked about in the last 7 weeks, the personal year that they are in. Pythagoras, the father of Western numerology, divided a person's human being experience into three big sections, divided by age. And so, generally speaking, a person's birthday number is a powerful influence in their lives between the ages of 29, 30 years of age, all the way up to 55, 56 years of age. That is a huge umbrella of influence that greatly affects your personality. Every soul chooses when it wants to be born. I know that is so contrary to some of the information that has been taught to us from childhood up. But the soul prepares a game plan, a plot line in that game plan, creates and asks characters, other souls from its group, before it's even born, to come into its play, to behave certain ways. That's why sometimes we have these schmucks in our lives. And we have the good people in our lives. But our soul has asked them to be in our life for very specific reasons, for us to spiritually go and for them to spiritually grow. And sometimes they hang around for a whole lifetime, like our parents and brothers and sisters. And sometimes they peekaboo in and out for a year or two, or more, or sometimes maybe just an afternoon. Did you ever meet someone, and when you left their presence, you felt as though on some level they truly had touched your life? Sometimes I think that they are angelic beings. Let me tell you a real quick story about that very situation that I experienced personally maybe 20 years ago when I was a youngster coming into the work that I do, the channeling work and the metaphysical work. I had a reading with a medium who told me that a new guide had come into my life that was guiding me for a certain period of time and who was around me. But she could not get his name. What is his name? I always need names. You know I have a powerful Indian guide whose name is White Feather, and I have another angelic being who guides me whose name is Gwyneth, and another ascended master who guides me whose name is Asmara. And they're helpers to me from the other side because of the work that I do with clients as a medium, as a channeler, as a numerologer. Well, anyway, let's return to my 20 years ago situation. And so I knew that there was this guide who was now very powerful around me, helping me for at that moment of time in my life. And I asked it, because I'm clairaudient by that time. I can hear spirit and angelic beings talk to me. That's called clairaudience, clear hearing. And I asked the guide, what is your name that you are using? And I immediately heard back the name of Robert. I thought to myself, Robert? What kind of an angel name is Robert? I dismissed the whole thing. Elizabeth, your hearing antenna is not working today. And I went on about my business. A couple days later, out of the clear blue sky, I get a phone call from a client who lived about an hour and a half away from where I was living at that time, who wanted to have a reading with me And I just happened, don't you love it when things just happen, to be going to that town the following week. And I made arrangements to meet this man at lunch, for lunch, to discuss the work that I was going to do for him. Okay. So I go there. I meet this man for lunch. This man and I spent literally hours and hours and hours talking to each other. I mean, he was simply a client that I was going to say, hello, here's what we're going to do, this is what I can do for you, make all the business arrangements. It did not turn out this way. That man was mesmerizing. We talked about everything. It's as though I was with one of my old lost buddies. We talked and we talked and we walked around parks. We did this and that and the other thing. It was magnetizing to me. Eventually, I had to go home, and I got in my car, and I said goodbye to this person, totally amazed that literally 5 hours had just buzzed by, and I was amazed by the magnetism that this man exerted, his energy exerted upon me. And when I was driving home, I realized what his name was. His name was Robert. And as it clicked into my consciousness that this mesmerizing man's name was Robert, I again heard the angelic being voice say to me, "Now, do you believe me?" We never know when the angels are going to come visit with us. And the more open we are with them, the more open they will be with us. So pay attention to your thoughts and your guidance and what you hear, and do not block it. And so today, I'm celebrating a new year, as are you celebrating when it comes to your birthday, month, and day. A new year, just as the calendar year celebrates January 1st. And this is an excellent time, and I did it for myself, for you to have, when it is your birthday, to have what is called a current year reading, where I lay out for you an hour-long detail of themes and issues that you can have some heads up as to what your soul is preparing to put you through in the upcoming year. Let's talk about and return to Pythagoras. Pythagoras divided our lives into three sections. Our birthday number influences the most powerful middle section called the power years, between 29-30, like in there, to 55-56, okay, fine. And a person's day of month on which they were born, absolutely, which they chose to be born on, actually, carries a major significance of information in a person's life. Because the birthday number is one of the numbers that makes up your purpose in this lifetime. When I add together a person's month, day, and year of birth, I get your purpose. Sometimes it's called your life lesson. It's what your soul has decided to focus on for spiritual growth in this lifetime. Sometimes it's called a life path number. Depends on the author, quite frankly. It all means the same. And so your birthday number is part of the component that makes up that bigger issue of your purpose, why you have come into the sticky peanut butter of the third dimension in the first place. And although your birthday number influences your life throughout your whole life, it is most intense in that middle lane. because it also has a great deal to say about your vocation that you choose, the career that you choose. Now, there's one exception to that rule, and that is if your birthday number is an 11 or a 22. The number 11 and 22 and 33 and 44 and 55 and on, and I'm going to, in the future here, talk to you very specifically about those devil numbers. Only certain soul energies that are highly evolved, highly capable, choose to be born on the devil number days because they are intense. Really intense. And you don't give the complication, the intensity of a college mathematics problem to a little darling who is in kindergarten who's just learning how to hold the pencil. Only old souls, highly evolved, been there, done that, in human being form, spiritually equipped energies will take on the double numbers. That's one of the indications of an old soul. And only, basically, an old soul is going to choose to be born on the number 11 and the number 22, which we will hopefully talk about today, because it is intense, folks. And those two birthday numbers don't just stop their major influence in the middle lane of life. Their major influence extends over the entire incarnation. First, middle, and third lanes from beginning to end. So if your birthday number is an 11 and 22, when I get to those numbers, I want you to be sure you perk up your ears because you have your hands full. Sometimes, and most of the time, the birthday number points in the direction of the success that you have chosen to have in this lifetime. It points you in the direction of your career choices. Because the birthday number represents a person's temperament. Their temperament indicates frequently the occupations that they have the temperament for. For instance, when I was young, a gal, probably in 7th, 8th grade, I remember once my mother saying to me, you know, you would be a good teacher. And she was absolutely right. The older I got, the more interested I got in teaching. I'm still teaching. I taught junior high school. And I'm still teaching. I'm just teaching different subjects. I have the temperament of a teacher. And so, in addition to temperament, birthday numbers go in spiraling, like up the ladder, if you will, energies of intensity. For instance, there is 10, and then there's 19, and then there's 28. We start at the bottom of a ladder with what the 10 means, and then it ratchets up its intensity into a 19, and then it ratchets up its intensity personality-wise to a 28. These are called octaves. Some birthday numbers have 3 octaves of intensity. Some will have 4 octaves of intensity. Like the number 4. There's 4, 13, 4, 22, 4. And by the time you get to 31, 4, you are 4'd out energetically. But it has 4 octaves. So let's begin by talking about you or someone you know that may have the birthday number of a number 1. Now, anyone who has a birthday number, whether they're born on the 1st, the 10th, the 19th, or the 28th day of the month, they have a pretty significant independent streak about them. Very independent. They have a desire to lead the pack. They like to be original. They are known for their courage. And more than anything else, people who have the number one birthday, like a plain old one, now this will apply to a 10 and a 19 also, but the number one is known for itself to be a pioneer. Sometimes in astrology, the number one is connected to the sign of Aries and to the sun, the brightness of the sun. Generally speaking, the buzzwords for a one birthday number are great ambition. They have drive. They're very logical. Number one is a mental number. In numerology, we have neutral numbers, emotional numbers, and mental numbers. Doesn't mean you're mental. It means the number energy is mental. And so the number one is a masculine number. We have masculine and feminine number energies in numerology, esoteric numerology especially. There is a great use of the mind. They're very apt also to shove like a plunger their emotions down. In partnerships, number one temperaments like to hook up in relationships with followers. I mean, if we had two number ones in a partnership and each one's trying to lead and each one's logical and each one's headstrong, we would have a rather difficult relationship, I think. So number one likes to marry and hook up with people they can boss around. Number one can be bossy. They repress their emotions, and they also are known to be procrastinators because they're the thinkers. They think things up. They think it. It's up in their head. It's up in their head. But they don't necessarily have the follow-through to get the job done. They like to be the boss. So what they'll do is they'll get up, and they'll go out of their offices with the windows and the corner room, and they'll say to their assistants, you do this, you do that, you do something else. The husband or the wife will say to the husband, here's your honey-do list. You do this, you do that. I think you should do this. Don't ask me to do it. I'm the boss. That's the temperament of the number one. They like to be first. And here you are, and you are leading off the month, too. Of course, number one, the first day of the month, you like to be leaders. You're leading off the whole month. Individuality is a buzzword also for the number one. It's very forceful, and as I've said, it loves giving orders. It does not like receiving orders. They're not the followers, folks. Let's say your birthday number is a 10. Now, I have a brother whose birthday number is a 1, and a sister whose birthday number is a 10. And it's amazing that they still talk to each other. 10 is the next step up on the ladder. Energetically, it intensifies the number 1. And that 0 on the number 10 is called the God Force number. It brings to the mental capacity of the number one intuitive ability. The other one likes rules, regulations, logic, and order. But the 10 has a little additional helper now, a little additional force field to it, that it can be very mental and logical and everything that I've just said about the plain old number one. But the 0 intensifies it. The 0 brings the God force energy to the plain old mental capacity and gives it intuitive ability, more creative ability, more artistic ability. Oh, that number 10 needs to watch out for jealousy. I mean, my sister has experienced a lot of girlfriends who have been expressed jealousy of her. And my sister also has expressed loneliness. Because sometimes those, not just my sister, but those that have the number 10 are kind of ahead of the pack. You know what I mean? And they folks that they kind of hang out with see them as an odd man out. The number 10 birthday personality indicates ambition. Someone who's original, very determined, and has kind of an enterprising nature, kind of entrepreneurial, if you will. Likes to be very independent. There's that one. Very creative. There's that one. Loves to start projects, but does not like to be saddled with the details of managing everything. When it comes to details and organizing and managing the details, they get a little fried. They, too, have a difficulty in taking orders and really don't like to be second place in any position of their family, in their groups, in their organizations. They like to be in charge. They like to be the boss. They have a very compelling nature and are very willful. Trust me, folks. And if that willfulness goes unchecked, their ego, I, can lead almost to fanatical leadership. Osama bin Laden was born on March 10th. Talk about fanatical leadership. Let's take the next step up the ladder to the number 19. Now, the number 19 covers the whole range of all the numbers. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. All the issues and temperaments are found within the number 19, which kind of makes this person vulnerable to extremes, and they can go to the very tippy top of the highest of highs, and then the next thing you know, they jump off a balcony to the lowest of the low energies. But they can be fearless and very forceful and very unconventional and very independent and unlimited in opportunity. They're like those little punching bag toys that if you just bop it in the nose and it falls backward, it just pops right back up. That's the temperament of the birthday number 19. Sometimes, though, they have difficulties with finances. Now, a couple things as an aside to be said about the number 19. As I told you, I am an ancient tarot card reader, and the numbers 1 through 78 correlate to the ancient tarot cards in the Hebrew Kabbalah, which I work with. And the number 19 is, in tarot cards, the sun card. The sun comes out in a person's life. It frequently brings a happy marriage, positive business opportunities. It brings with it the potential for a while of there being bossy people in their face, attempting to inflict the bossy people's power onto them. Because the number 19 is one of the heavy-duty karmic numbers in numerology that indicates that in past life, the potential of this 19 birthday person was that they were in positions of power or had temperaments that were in positions of power and they abused power. And money is power. And so until the number 19 birthday person learns how to handle their own emotional power, sometimes the hard way, and to learn how to handle their own money, property, and real estate themselves, they have a little stressy life. But frequently, by the time one is 46 years of age, onward to 55, 56, the spiral and the curve, the learning curve, seems to lean more to the positive. And the fun, the happiness, the new direction, the prosperity of the number 19 begins to come into play. Oh, I hear you. You didn't tell us what the tarot card interpretations for 1 and 10 are. So let's just take a step backward here. The number 1 temperament equates to the magician card in tarot cards. The magician card, just like the number 1, is the first card in what is called the major arcana of the tarot cards, the major 21 lessons that just kind of show up on your doorstep, folks, and you got to deal with them, the heavy hitters of life experiences, if you will. And the magician says, take that first step out onto a new life and go for it. Get in your new car and start the new drive. The number 10 is the wheel of good fortune. And it indicates that anyone who is influenced by the number 10, somewhere in their life and somewhere between 28, 29, and 55, 56, will experience a positive influx of money, either through inheritance or the lottery or through their own self-employment, taking their own power. So the wheel of good fortune is the number 10. The sun card is the number 19. What about 28-1? Now we've taken another step up the ladder higher, more intensity, if you will. Now, as you can see, the first three birthday numbers started with the number 1, 1, 10, 19. Whenever there are double numbers, whatever number is first has the biggest influence over the two. Here you have the number 28, which adds to a 10, which adds to a 1, but it starts with a 2. In tarot cards, the number 28 is the 2 of Wands. Wands has to do with human being experiences, the creative aspects of human being experiences, sometimes our work. And the 2 has to do with partnerships, particularly business and career partnerships. Doesn't speak necessarily to moneyed partnerships, but kind of career partnerships. Decisions that have to be made. So the number 2 leads the way in this birthday number. This can be, nevertheless, because it adds to a 1, someone who's very dominant, very tenacious. They hold on in their temperament. They can be very gregarious, like crowds, like people. See, the other ones, like, they're not Joe Joiners, as someone used to call them in college, my college. They're not Joe Joiners. They'll join a group as long as they can be the leaders of the group. But the 28 is a little bit more of a Joe Joiner, a little bit more of a committee-oriented person. We'll follow along what others have to say sometimes. They really hold an influence of inner knowing, of intuitiveness. They're very perceptive of the needs of other people. And so they can see both sides of the fence, if you will. I can see your point of view, in an argument, but then over here, I can see your point of view also. So this makes them, on some level, kind of good negotiators, especially negotiators in business, the Two of Wands. These folks can be very independent, nevertheless, and very highly unconventional, because they get ideas that are not necessarily practical, not necessarily of this earth plane, quite frankly. They are working at a different energy levels, and so they really do best work in working with groups. They're good with groups. They kind of have to avoid daydreaming and even laziness, quite frankly, because that, you know, number two likes to lay in the sun, and the number eight of the 28 is very kind of managerial, business-oriented or whatever, but there's a push-pull in this particular temperament. Now, anyone who has a 28 birthday number can be someone who often winds up fighting with themselves. Because playing by the rules, sometimes they don't want to do that. But they still have a sense of determination that really never allows for them to be rebellious for too long. In fact, the 28 birthday number has the ability to lead, and this stems from clear thinking once it gets its details straightened out, because it can get overwhelmed with details, but that 8 helps to organize so there's not that much confusion. Once it gets its thinking straight and gets its practical organizational self together, then you will be amazed at how they can be real courageous leaders in life. Let's mention the name Bill Gates here. Bill Gates was born on the 28th of October. So it sounds as though he got his act together, wouldn't you say? He had the ideas, that's the 2. And then he managed them and organized them, that's the 8. And he took the leadership and turned out Microsoft, which then, of course, brought him the Wheel of Good Fortune, which that 28 adds to. Now, on the other end of the spectrum is the number 2, the birthday number 2. So if your birthday or someone that you're doing this note-taking on, if you will, maybe they were born on the 2nd or the 11th or the 20th or the 29th. And I have some of all that in my family, too. This number 2, which comes from adding 1 and 1 together, partnership and partnership, adds to the number 2. The buzzword for the number 2 is partnership. It does best in partnership. It likes to work with a team. It is a natural peacemaker. And this sometimes, folks, in the temperament can get it into some difficulties, depending upon what other indications are in the chart in a person's birth name. What they're bringing into this lifetime connected to the number 2, which shows up in a reading. These number 2 temperaments can be walked all over like doormats. These are not the fighters. These people love peace. They are not combative. And because they're not combative, they give in. They acquiesce. They marry leaders, and if the leader is inappropriate in its own personality, it can victimize. The number 2 allows itself, we need to put it in context, The number two allows itself to be victimized by that strong temperament that it's in partnerships with. And it does not stand up to it because it doesn't like to make waves. The number two is the number of fear. It's one of the numbers of fear. It lacks its own self-confidence. So frequently, it'll latch on to a very confident person in a partnership because it gleans its power from that partner. But the universe does not allow that. The universe says, you don't use other people's power to move you forward in life and thereby deny you your own wonderfulness. No. And so sometimes situations can get kind of nasty for this number two temperament in order for them to take their power. They are very considerate people, very sensitive and supportive and cooperative, and they need an aesthetic lifestyle. They love to be with other people, and they really prefer to work kind of behind the scenes. In a way, it's kind of connected to the 12th house in astrology, which is behind-the-scenes, subtle sort of situations in life. A little Piscean, if you will. Someone who has a plain old ordinary two birthday number is very emotional and very sensitive, friendly, musical, diplomatic, and analytical. Very detail-oriented. But it is moody. It's prone to moodiness and depression, and therefore becomes doormats to other people. They see pushovers, people they can take advantage of. So the number two birthday person needs to really seek balance and harmony in their life. They are wonderful mediators in any situation. One of a good occupation for them would belong to the diplomatic corps, or to be a court-appointed mediator in divorce situations or in family courts. They have the temperament for it. They're very adaptable and sensitive to other people. They will do anything to keep peace to their detriment. The number two is about balance. And when the number two temperament is out of balance, it is a victim. Now here we have our special number 11, that old soul number that I was telling you about. The number 11 is like static electricity. The number 11 is the code for psychic energy. It is very hyperactive in its temperament. It is a temperament that between 29 and 56 years of age, in its partnerships, its marital partnerships, its male-female partnerships, has a tendency to drag on in here from other incarnations, one-to-one partnerships, male-female partnerships. And there can be role reversal. Just because you're the girl in this lifetime, you were probably the guy in the partnership in the other lifetime, and vice versa. And if those partnerships were out of balance, not being given unconditional love and acceptance of each other, recognition that each other has value, it is hell to pay. And you will be faced with the identical partnership situations that occurred in previous lifetimes that are to be straightened out in this lifetime. So sometimes the nastiness is in the early stages of this lane of life, in our 30s, maybe early 40s. But as we get our own power, bring things into balance, set our boundaries, negotiate win-win situations, we straighten out that partnership. It can continue or it ends and a new, more balanced energy relationship comes in. Why? Because we are. We got to figure it out. The number 11 is a master number. It's a psychic number. It's very intuitive. It fluctuates in its desires and emotions up and down, up and down. It is very electric. These people who have this temperament can talk and talk and talk. And in a way, folks, that's a good thing. Because they are so energized as souls in their auric fields that the human body has to release the energy somehow, or it will destroy the physical body. And so they talk. They release that energy. Hopefully they really can say something when they talk. There's almost like a star-like quality in their personality. They can be very dramatic. They can be dramatic in their words, dramatic in their actions. Everything is very theatrical. And in fact, when there is a transit in a chart of an 11, it says in that time frame you have the potential to be in the limelight. The number 11 is connected to the computers, to the electronic world. It is an energy that is connected to Neptune and Uranus, depending on the system that's used. That says some of us can be in la-la land, if it's Neptune. And Uranus says, expect unexpected happenings like lightning bolts. Things happen suddenly with an 11 birthday number, and there's not always clarity what to do. This temperament is very high strung, very extremist in its views. It's kind of more of a dreamer than a doer. The number 11 is a very intuitive, high energy person. This nervousness really can make it a little, it can hardly stand itself, quite frankly. Very idealistic, very innovative. And what I tell clients to do is go where there is water. What stabilizes and brings happiness to the 11 is water. So, if this is your number and you get a little cattywampus, you should live by the beach. Have a bubbly fountain in your house. Go in the jacuzzi. When you get a little wackadoo coming back from the city, and by the way, stay out of the cities because you are a walking sponge of electrical energy that just sucks into your auric fields everybody else's issues, that puts you in total overload, makes you really crazy, and you can hardly stand your own self. Get in the shower. Cleanse the aura. Deep breathe. Close your eyes, listen to a CD of the roaring ocean and the waves hitting the beach. It calms down the number 11. The number 20 is very sympathetic, very diplomatic, and again a peacemaker. It's fond of its friends and family and again music, but it can also be very analytical. It kind of works better on paper where details are required. Like in a small business or engineering or corporate environments, because that offers kind of a protection, a little shell that it needs to be work within. And it really needs to avoid being in environments where it's used and abused by other people. And it needs to avoid allowing its deep moods to control it. It has to learn to stick up for itself. And again, that zero intensifies all of that, but it also intensifies the good that says it can be very adaptable and very understanding. I think for the number 20 temperament, one of the best buzzwords is the word tact, T-A-C-T. It can be considerate of other people, or it can't be, quite frankly. Because if it feels like it is a baby victim and gets moody and gets depressed, it gets down on itself and feels that everybody else is against it, then it's not very adaptable and very understanding. And it's very out of balance. We move to the number 29. The number 29 is a tricky number. In tarot cards, the number 29, not in tarot cards, in esoteric numerology, the number 29 is a karmic code that has to do with partnerships. One-to-one, male-female type of energy partnerships that were developed in previous incarnations in both the business world and the personal world. It doesn't always work business and personal. The number 11 is usually personal. But the number 29, which adds to an 11, which adds to a 2, is the highest octave of this number 2. And it speaks of karma in partnerships in previous lifetimes, both business and personal, where ethics were the problem. And those partnerships come back into this incarnation, show up yet again to allow the person to make a different choice. And if they listen to their intuition, they will be guided aright in this lifetime, where they did not follow their gut instinct and do the right thing in other lifetimes. The number 29112 indicates someone who has a personality in abundance. 29 has an abundance of personality, an abundance of potential. They're very intuitive. They're a dreamer in the real sense of the word. That's the 11 in there. But they need to be careful not to let their mood swings go too far in one direction or another. I cannot stress enough the importance of the development of inner peace for all of us. But some of us are more shaky than others. And inner peace that comes and starts with being in silence as much as possible, sitting quietly and just closing your eyes, letting your mind race around, wander, whatever. After a while, that'll settle down. Taking some very deep breaths in through the nose, holding it to the count of four, and then blowing it out the mouth like the wind. I love the wind. And that's why I use the wind, the energy of clearing, as introduction to the magical world of numbers. Because as we exhale the breath as wind, it releases the energy that is locked up in our cellular memory. The number 29 has a master number in it, yes. It has the energy of ups and downs as well as mood swings and creative abilities. It can be very prosperous when it's working with the public, but it can also be very dramatic to the point that makes everybody else crazy. So you need to learn as a 29 not to have erratic tendencies. Mellow out. Know when to hold them. Know when to fold them. Know when to be at peace. You know, the magical world of numbers has the intention behind it of empowering you, of helping you enjoy, as I have learned to do, the delightful understanding of what numbers mean. And so until next week, when we visit the magical world of numbers, know that I send you God's white light and His peace and His harmony. Know that I wish you all good things, and thanks for visiting with me one more time in the magical world of numbers.